Welcome to Imagine This Radio. I'm your host, Antonio Ruiz. Beginning today, Friday, February 4th, and every Friday, Imagine This Radio will feature a special segment called simply The Week's Top Stories. Ryan Zamullen, editor of Long Beach Post, will share his take on the top three or four stories of the week in Long Beach.
Speaking with Ryan Zamullen, who is the editor of Long Beach Post. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Antonio?
I'm good. Let's get right into it. Top stories this week. Let's start with number one.
Yeah, I thought there were some really, really interesting stories and things going on in Long Beach this week, and we had actually a couple of stories that got a lot of reader attention, a lot of commenter attention, too. And this wasn't our top story in either of those, but I think probably most people would agree it's the most, maybe the most important. A lot of people would agree anyway. And that is that Long Beach Unified School District is going to send out more than 400 layoff notices to teachers and other employees because of their worsening budget situation. Obviously, it's every family in Long Beach, anybody who has anyone in public school here, the class sizes are going to increase maybe up to 30, possibly more students per class, and could really be a big deal down the line as LBUSD tries to get back on its feet financially.
Okay, give us number two.
Number two, I'm going to kind of combine two stories here, and there were a couple of high-profile shootings recently. One was at 4th and Cherry in a liquor store where a clerk was robbed and shot a couple of weekends ago. This was not last weekend, but the one before that. But what's particularly interesting about this one is that there's very clear surveillance video of the incident that police have released in an effort to try to find the suspects and haven't been able to identify anybody yet or bring anybody into custody yet. They released the first video about a week ago, and then just the other day released another video that shows another victim being robbed by them, and then now they're trying to find that other victim in hopes that he can help them find the suspect. So very sad situation and something that police really need the public's help on to find those suspects. And then another one is there was a police officer shot at MacArthur Park a couple of days ago over the weekend.
Right.
And just had a press conference today, actually. I just got back from it. Police have arrested two suspects in connection with that, and they're going to be charged with several felony counts today. And the officer's doing fine. He's been released from the hospital. And so good ending for that one. But those were two big crime issues that really dominated our headlines.
We should have mentioned in the first one, the liquor store shooting, there are some rewards being offered.
Yeah, $10,000 to anyone with information that could lead to the suspects.
Number three?
Another big story this week was John Morris, who has had several restaurants in Long Beach for about the last 30 years now, closed his restaurant Smooth's in downtown Long Beach a couple months ago, and then people have been waiting to see what his next move was going to be. He announced this week in an exclusive to us that he is going to be kind of a creative director at McKenna's by the Bay, which is a really nice fine dining seafood restaurant in Alamitos Bay, and I think that's got a lot of attention because people really like that restaurant, but it maybe hasn't utilized the marketing that it could. It hasn't been able to bring in the big crowds that maybe the quality of its food you would think it has been able to. So John's really excited. The big thing over there is there's free parking, which anyone who's been in downtown knows is very rare.
Right.
So he's really excited, and I know the restaurant is really excited. So, we'll see. He promises to bring a lot of events to that area, and it could be kind of cool to see what they're able to put together.
And do we have any more?
Yeah, another big one was there was a person who used to work for the city of Long Beach who was arrested this week for a couple of counts of sexual assault over several years, actually, and not a particularly fun story to write about or report on, but he's been brought into custody and will be charged with, I think it was like 20 counts of sexual assault or something like that.
This is the person who worked at Parks and Recreation, am I correct?
Works for the Parks and Recreation and Marine Department and was brought in this week. Kind of a sad story now. I wish I hadn't ended on it, but
Well, and the interesting thing is, of course, some people are complaining that this is apparently he was fired was it last year, early last year?
Yeah, they, you know, there were reports, I think somebody reported to the city that this had happened in March of last year, and then
right.
they immediately suspended him and eventually fired him.
Right.
So they took immediate action. We just hadn't heard about it until
right.
now. So some people were kind of upset that it had taken that long for the public to find out, but I think most people kind of understood that the delay is in the investigation, and now he's been charged, so it looks like that's over.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Ryan. We're going to check in with you at the end of the week, the work week, find out what the top stories were and carry them through the weekend. I want to thank you again, Ryan Zamullen, who is the editor of LongBeachPost.com.
You can find Long Beach Post at lbpost.com.